This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. He is Big Dog Ag's Mark Philbrandt. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mick. How's it going?
Pretty good. 0.4 inch of rain this morning up in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, not quite what we were looking for, but I guess it got the snow to move down a little bit, and we've got snow has just kind of filled up our eave troughs on our building here, so now we got water coming off the top. So.
Oh, my goodness. But the rain knocked all the snow off the top of the pickups and trucks and all the equipment sitting around waiting to go in the field.
Yeah, it did that, and it's dropping our piles down. I mean, we put just about as big a piles out here again. Probably had a good 12 to 13 inches of snow over the weekend, so that definitely wasn't quite what we were looking for this time of year. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, one thing that is certain, that although there is a lot of uncertainty moving forward with coronavirus, COVID-19, when people are going to go back to work, when will the world be normal again? But one thing is certain, farmers are going to get in the field as soon as possible, and we are going to have the daily crop progress reports, and you'll be on with us every Tuesday again with Eric Johnson, Mark?
Yeah, that'll be fun. That's been a good deal. We've been doing it for quite a few years, but it's nice to be able to get an idea of what's going on all the way around the country. And as you know, Mick, we kind of travel the whole upper Midwest and also talk to a lot of people throughout the U.S., so good to hear what people are doing and what they're thinking about and where everything goes when it gets in the ground. That's a big thing. See when they get started and how things move along.
Yeah. Now, what are your clients up in northwest Minnesota, up around Kitson, Roseau County? I'll bet they've got a little high water this week.
Yeah, the water's coming up. Not anything out of the normal. I mean, you know that. I mean, that's we got lucky here. Our ditches were all empty here before any of this started. Even our bigger ditches were. So we've been pretty good here. And up there, they were not looking for this snow. But I guess it's better than 3 inches of rain, too. So
Yeah. Now, conversely, down in South Dakota, I know some guys south of Pierre were seeding spring wheat last week.
Yeah, we weren't doing anything with our guys down there yet. We're still pretty wet down there. But they've been catching rains on the east side of the river. And it's going to be fast and furious when we get ready to go, but hopefully we can get going by the end of the month.
All righty. From a crop consultant's perspective, what's the best advice you can give farmers?
Well, the big thing that we're telling guys is at least try something. I mean, and I know the times are tough and everything is really kind of more of a challenge right now, but we need to be able to, we only get one try a year to try some things, and don't change your whole world, but, try some things. We're doing some things right now. We're making up some 50-acre totes for guys that are going to try some of our starter program, but that's a big thing. At least try something out there so that see if we can find some things that help us be able to get a better ROI and practice the 4 R's nutrient stewardship program, which everybody really pretty much knows that that's the right thing that we need to be doing now.
For sure. Give us those 4 R's again, Mark.
It's the right product at the right place at the right time and the right amount. And that's, you just gotta get that narrowed down so you can figure out how it works on your farm. And that's what we've been working on for the last 20 years. And that's how long Big Dog Ag's been involved with ag up here. So, and I had 20 years of in the public sector before that. So we're just keep moving on, trying to find out better ways to do what we're doing.
Now, as we move forward, you mentioned try something. 10 acres, 40 acres, 160?
Well,
what's a good experiment?
I like to do about 40 acres or split a quarter. Make it so that it's easy to do. So you're not trying to, do 14 different things in a quarter. Maybe split a quarter in half and do half of it each way. The one thing we're really concentrating on this year is how to be able to get more sugar in our sugar beets. We've definitely got the tons are out there now, but we're trying to figure out how we can push them on a little bit harder and be able to do some work to get our sugars up, to get our percentages higher.
What have you done that you are pretty sure is going to make a difference?
Well, we're going to try to use up the nitrogen a little faster, so we're going to do foliar feeding. We go across those fields usually 3 or 4 or 5 times anyway, and we want to just push them along with doing some foliar feeding. Been talking to Kip about some programs we're looking to try, and he's done a lot of stuff in the vegetable market, so he definitely knows how to make big yields, and so we're going to have him help us try to get some high sugars on with our tons, not give up tons, but still be able to get more sugar.
Now, you like adding a little sugar into the soil. Would that help sugar beets?
Well, that's what we're going to try to find out. We did have a little bit of a trial. We did that late last year. Of course, it was up in the Ada area, and we weren't able to get that harvested. But we're just trying to do a lot of different things and try to do it on different farms and see if there's some things that we can find. We can move that sugar, you know, 1 point is a big deal. Because we're getting really good tons right now, but right now you get paid for sugar, and we don't need any more tons. We've got enough tons there. We just got to get more sugar out of them.
Mark, you have, like you mentioned, done a lot of experimenting over the course of time, but all of a sudden Mother Nature throws a monkey wrench into the whole thing with the wet fall that we had, and a lot of farmers weren't able to do a soil sample or do all of their soil sampling. Should they do that before they do anything, or can we skip it this spring?
Well, we're doing a little of both. I mean, for us, our guys, we've got a lot of history on our stuff. So, I mean, we've been doing soil sampling every year for the last 20 years. So, I mean, we've got some good data for that. If you're starting out, you may want to try to get a field or two if you can. Our big problem is by the time we get our sample, we're probably going to be about ready to get in the field. So that's going to be a challenge. So, you know, if you can get it out there and get it done, it's going to give you a number to look at. But we've got some pretty good history on a lot of this stuff. We've got a lot of soil samples that have been done in the past, but...
Yeah. All righty. Well, Mark Philbrand, a Big Dog Ag. During the course of our conversation, the C word almost slipped out. You have a long relationship with Conklin also, and you got some great things that farmers can try, which are, well, great purity, I guess, is one way of describing the Conklin products.
Yeah, they're good, high quality. And that's the one thing that's got us real interested on the sugar side of it is, last year, we put some Intensify in furrow with some beets that we were doing a trial on, and we picked up 1.77 tons, so a little over a ton and a half of weight, and then we also picked up just about a half a point of sugar, and that was all for a whopping $4 an acre mix, so that was a pretty good
wow.
Return on investment at that point.
Man, I guess.
That's what got us interested in doing this, and Intensify is one of the products that Kip has developed, along with his Nutrient Compass, and those are the things we're looking at, just trying to add a little bit of these things each time we go across just to make sure the plant isn't looking for anything.
And maybe we can figure out the foliar feeding later on in the season, but right now a good starter is what it's going to get everything coming out of the ground smoking, huh?
Yep, and that's what the Intensify goes right in furrow. That's how we did it last year, just went right in furrow with our starter fertilizer, and very quick and inefficient, very efficient, I mean, you know, because we just put it in when we're loading our planter. It's a dry product that goes right into solution. Like I said, it's just a little over $4 an acre right now. So pretty good investment to be able to see that. And, in fact, that's why Kip made it, was for early up here, because we're cold and wet when we plant. And that's kind of the reason that he it's a gibberellic acid and IBA acid, but just enhances early root growth.
Gotcha. Mark Philbrand, Big Dog Ag. Guys want to get a hold of you? How do they do that, Mark?
Well, just give me a call on my cell phone. That's 218-790-0013. Or get in touch with our guys up north at Bottom Line Ag or Hometown Harvest Ag up in Argyle and in Grand Forks.
Gotcha. All righty. Hey, Mark, thanks for the visit. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll check in with you through the season.
Thanks, Mick. Everybody have a safe and healthy week.
All righty. Good advice.